There's bad news for Colwood's Feathered Diners. The all-you-can-eat buffet at Esquimalt Lagoon has been closed down for good. A new animal control bylaw forbids folks from feeding all wildlife across the city, including all non-domesticated birds, mammals, reptiles, and amphibians. However, responsible use of bird feeders is still permitted, as long as they are maintained in a manner that does not result in the accumulation of food on the ground or attract wildlife other than birds. The new bylaw comes in response to numerous complaints about bird feeding at the lagoon, which have highlighted the need for clearer and more enforceable regulations. Concern was also previously raised by resident and waterfront stewardship committee member Glenn Willing about the potential for the spread of avian flu, which he believes is a looming threat at the lagoon because of the large number of birds gathering for an easy feed. Bylaw officer Stephen McKellar has welcomed the change, describing it as a good step in the right direction, at a waterfront stewardship committee meeting last month. Under the new bylaw, McKellar said he will be able to stop people from feeding wildlife and offer them education first before moving to verbal or written warnings for repeat offenders. "A lot of the stuff people are feeding the birds just isn't healthy for them," he said about Esquimalt Lagoon. "So it would be nice to get everybody in line, while taking care of our wildlife." The bylaw was officially adopted by Colwood at the September 8 meeting, bringing the city in line with regional best practices, said Cowan. Misty Olson. The news will come as a blow for Esquimalt Lagoon visitors who have made bird feeding part of their weekly routine. "Overall, it's a great pastime that is enjoyed by many and brings people together," said one resident called Jason in a letter, appealing to council to not adopt the bylaw. "People love it," he continues. "I talk to them all the time, as I'm there nearly every day, year round. Let's not put a ban on happiness and let fear-mongering win the day." According to the new bylaw, folks who commit an offense could face a fine not exceeding $10,000. An amount that raised alarm bells for Cowan. Ian Ward, who questioned if it was a suitable punishment for tossing some bread for a duck or goose. However, Bylaw Services Manager Byron Grant explained there are no fines or penalties associated with this bylaw change. "We don't picture this as an overwhelming issue that we have to deal with," he said, noting that if it does become a problem, the city can make further amendments.